میں انتہائی قابل احترام ہز ایکسلنسی آنریبل کونسل جنرل آف انڈونیشیا ڈاکٹر جون کنکورو حیدر نگار سے گزارش کرنا چاہتا ہوں. آئی وڈ لائک ٹو ریکویسٹ ہم سو پلیز شیئر سم ویوز اباؤٹ دا ٹاپک ایز وی ہیو ڈیسائڈیڈ یور کنکلوژن اور یور ریزولوشنز اور یور سولوشنز اینی تھنگ دیٹ یو وڈ لائک ٹو شیئر ود اس دیٹ وڈ بی ہائیلی اپریشیٹڈ اینڈ انکریج. پلیز کم آن دا اسٹیج ڈاکٹر جون کنکورو. زوردار تعلیم.
السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. دا فرسٹ کوشچن ریز ان مائی مائنڈ وین آئی آسک وائی آئی کم ہیئر وائی وی ٹاک اباؤٹ پیلسٹائن اینڈ وائی انڈونیشیا شوڈ اسپیک اباؤٹ پیلسٹائن. فرسٹ اینڈ فارموسٹ پیلسٹائن از دی اونلی کنٹری ہو از اے پارٹیسپیٹنگ اسٹیٹ ان دا 1955 آسیان افریقن کانفرنس that currently still have no independence. So this is attached great importance to all of us. And Indonesia as the place when we launched an ASEAN Africa conference and also is the embryo of non-aligned movement, we are more than happy to share some view to the distinguished committee. And we thanks for Palestine Foundation Pakistan to have this very important meeting. And you're right, this is timely and relevant because in 2023 I quote that this is the darkest years for Pakistan, for Palestine, according to UN report, that's this since the West Bank since 2005. So this meeting is very important to highlight some issue that agreed to our importance. And but many conversation, many conference talking about Palestine, but alhamdulillah, that's what diplomacy do, that's what diplomats do. We discuss and we have to solve the problem through discussion, and this is one of the way to outreach all the conversation. People may think, how can the meeting can contribute something? The idea actually coming from any corner of the discussion, and I believe this Pakistan Foundation Palestine Foundation Pakistan can contribute something, and I'm very happy to share some thought. If you look at the country that recognized Palestine as a state, the number is growing. In 2015, for instance, only 138 countries out of 193 countries of UN member state recognized Palestine as a member state, and the numbers is increased accordingly. And one of the important milestone is a UN resolution number 67 -19. 29 November 2012, when stipulate non-member observer state to Palestine. So Palestine become a part of the global discussion in UN headquarters. And Indonesia is a co-host of this resolution. Why I underline this milestone? Because this is the way that we built institution block. Actively participate in one institution that we can involve and we can closely monitor what happened in global discussion. And 13 November 2015 is also historical for Palestine, when first Palestine flag raised in the UN headquarters in New York. So this is again step by step the issue of Palestine become a centerpiece of the global conversation. And many people mention about two-state solution. This is like buzzword. Keep repeating, keep asking. But this is the resolution that we refer quite some time. But unfortunately, the implementation is a challenge because some major power, some country, they don't want to really imply the resolution. Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and also minister, it's very privilege to share some view also with colleagues from Malaysia and also from Iran. They may also have some views. We together in OIC country with Pakistan, of course, discuss and also share some ideas how to make this effort back on track. So many discussion and many meeting is like back and forth how to bring the conversation back and track, despite that we respect international law. Year after year, while we are busy delivering statement, I quote from my Minister of Foreign Affairs when he spoke about Palestine in open debate in New York, 18 January 2020. We are busy delivering statement here, but the situation in Palestine is getting worse. While the cry for justice echoes in every corner here and there, injustice and violence toward Palestinians intensified. So the status quo must end. We must break the cycle of concern and inaction and stop playing double standards. I would like to underline double standard. It happens since I was in a university student. We always hear about the double standard implementing in international law. So colleague from Palestine Foundation, Pakistan, we have to discuss about the double standard because this make a resolution has not taking place in the right place. With this, I would like to highlight three important points that my minister mentioned in UNGA in New York. First, Indonesia welcomed the adoption of UNGA Resolution 77247 last December. And there have been mechanism, report, and resolution on Palestine, but no significant change has taken place. And I hope discussion today will contribute something with the so difficult situation in Palestine. Business as usual cannot be the norm. We must ensure due follow-up of these processes. So we are go to second point. We must push for concrete changes. This is keep repeating by many delegations, and I believe also in this August forum. Instead of managing conflict, we need to lay out concrete steps to end it and move forward toward peaceful solution. There can be no room for provocation. The occupying power must cease punitive policy toward Palestine. So this is very, very basic. The occupying power must not hinder the Palestine from fulfilling their basic economic rights, and they must preserve the status quo of holy site. So we must uphold international law and resume credible peace process that has been still stand for quite some time to achieve two-state solution based on international agreed parameters. And to this, I would like to underline why humanitarian assistance very important to Palestine. As brother and sister around the world, they have ways and means to help brother and sister in Palestine. Under UNRWA, or UN for Relief and Work Agency for Palestine Refugees, many countries contribute to help brother and sister in Palestine. Could be refugees which scatter over in Jordan, Lebanon, Syria, West Bank, or Gaza. Many country, Indonesia and other colleagues from OIC country and people from around the world, they also contribute to help around 5 million people now become refugees. So I think brother and sister in Pakistan also share the same view. But basically, we support for the free, democratic state of Palestine in peaceful side by side. And every country committed to increase the contribution to UNRWA, and Indonesia also from day to day, from year to year, to increase a commitment for helping Palestinian people, as many as the country from maybe Malaysia and also Iran. And we also create capacity building. This is a concrete form, especially women, minister. We have to put greater importance on women because women is a cornerstone also in any development. We develop women as a corner of peace process, and women also the one who bringing family and also help people in Pakistan, Palestine is very stronger and greater. So Indonesia position is very clear, as stated by Her Excellency Mrs. Retno Marsudi in a general debate. The international, I quote, the international community must unite to urge Israel to stop this action and continue to urge a two-state solution. So to conclude, we wish continue to support effort for Palestine is a part and parcel of our fight for just and peaceful solution in Palestine. Indonesia, as well as brother in Pakistan and other international community, will continue support for the free, democratic, and just Palestine state and support numerical assistance to people in Palestine. And to this, once again, pray for Palestine, and thank you for committee for holding this very important meeting and also giving opportunity for Indonesia to serve you. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Thank you. Shukriya.